Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 30th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Capital Union Bank launches new online banking platform. Capital Union Bank has rolled out a new e-banking platform as part of its renewed partnership with Switzerland-based digital banking solutions provider Avaloq. Lisbon Metro, LittlePay to launch contactless bank card payments. Portugal-based transit system Lisbon Metro has partnered with UK-based transit payments processing company LittlePay to facilitate contactless bank card payments. Cornercard digitalizes its card scheme compliance processes with Rivero. Switzerland-based SaaS provider Rivero has onboarded issuer Cornercard to its card scheme compliance platform. Airbase and Travel Perk augment travel expense management for businesses. US-based spend management platform Airbase has partnered with TravelPerk to enable businesses to manage their travel expenditure with less effort through one integration. EU Digital Identity Wallet secures provisional agreement. The EU has reached a provisional agreement between the European Parliament and the Council of the European Union for the legal framework regulating the European digital identity. NoCode secures $8 MLN to augment low-code, no-code app security. Cybersecurity company NoCode has raised $8 million to establish a presence in the US market and further research vulnerabilities of low-code, no-code domains. Croatia added to FATF's gray list of countries. France-based global money laundering and terrorist financing watchdog Financial Action Task Force has added Croatia to its grey list. Pay, UK, Visa, Synectic Solutions, and Featurespace join forces against fraud. Pay, UK, Visa, Synectic Solutions, and Featurespace have announced a partnership to fight fraud in UK payments using data analysis and predictive intelligence. EU reaches agreement on crypto asset regulations in banking. The EU has reached an agreement on changes to the Capital Requirements Regulation and Directive, including new regulations for crypto assets. The costly limitations of black box fraud solutions. The recent emergence of generative AI, artificial intelligence, tools such as ChatGPT has captured the world's attention, including that of fraud actors who readily embrace new technologies. BSIC launches partner program for open banking. Australia-based API platform BSIC has recently launched a partnerships program aimed at bolstering customer capabilities and improving overall value, according to Australian FinTech. FREENOW partners Revolut to offer drivers Revolut Pro access. German-based mobility provider FREENOW has partnered with Revolut to offer access to Revolut Pro and its benefits to its drivers. Identfi and Alaze data to secure KYC compliance in the tech sector. Lithuania-based fraud management service provider Identfi has partnered with Germany-based development company Alaze Data to establish KYC compliance. UK crypto, stablecoin rules pass into law. The UK has passed a bill that gives regulators the power to supervise crypto and stablecoins. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.